Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Teresa, it was really wonderful to pray the rosary with people all over the world last Wednesday when we went live. And it was so delightful that we're going to do it again this Wednesday, September 11th at 6 p.m. Central. Just turn on your notifications in our app, Daily Rosary Meditations, and you'll be notified when we're going live, and you can join Teresa for our extended conversation, rosary, and friendship. The Wednesday before Easter is traditionally called Spy Wednesday, to recall Judas' betrayal of the Lord. But that final Wednesday of Lent should have been a special feast day. Could have been a special feast day. It could have been the feast day dedicated to St. Judas, the repentant traitor. Because at the end of the day, the greatest tragedy of Judas' life wasn't that he betrayed the Lord, that he sold pure love incarnate for a little bag of coins. No, the greatest tragedy of Judas' life was that he felt like his mistake had reached the point where there was nothing to be done, nothing even God could do. He thought his past sins and mistakes had more power over his life than the providence and mercy of God. And to the extent that we do the same thing, that we think the same way, that's the greatest tragedy of our lives, too. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Do you think you've done too much damage? Well, don't forget, you're not God, neither am I. As finite creatures, we will make mistakes that have consequences we can't change, and we fall into sin. Sorrow for sins is a good thing. It's good to recognize that you've hurt people, that you've missed opportunities for good, that you've been colossally arrogant or ungrateful. Sorrow is just where you recognize evil and you say, I wish I hadn't done that. But it can't just be, I wish I hadn't done that. It also has to be, I'll try to do better. You can't just be sorry for the past, you have to be hopeful for the future. There are people who are simply overwhelmed with their failures, and they say stuff like, it's too late, I screwed it up, I ruined my marriage, I ruined my kids' faith, I was a terrible son or a terrible father, and now it's too late. And then they despair. They quit hoping and trying. That's what Judas thought. It doesn't matter anymore. It's too late. The damage has been done. But if he'd stuck around, he would have seen that it wasn't too late. He would have seen how the very Jesus he betrayed would rise with forgiveness for everyone. If he'd stuck around, he would have seen that our sins and failings are no match for God's ability to produce happy endings for anyone who wants them. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Throughout salvation history, one truth shines through with unmistakable clarity. The good that God can do and will do is not limited by our past sins, mistakes, and failings. Look at the Israelites Moses led through the desert. They were idolatrous, complaining, disobedient, immoral, and faithless. And yet, when they come to the Promised Land, a local woman says, "We've heard here about all the wonders God has done for his people." In other words, the bad behavior of the Israelites didn't stop God from manifesting his power and mercy to the world. Nor does the disciples' cowardice or Peter's betrayal prevent the passion that saves the world or the resurrection that assures us of our glorious future. Even after the resurrection, the doubt of Thomas actually underscores the reality that Christ has come back to life. Jesus uses Thomas' doubt, his need for physical verification, to show the world that he's not a ghost, but has in fact risen from the dead in the flesh. The whole Bible is basically the record of God doing amazing things with really disappointing people. So why would you think that the fact that you're disappointing would stop him from doing amazing things with you? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The saints testify to the same thing. The saints fail in big ways, in ways that they worried might ruin everything. Joan of Arc, after being endlessly tortured, both physically and psychologically, eventually broke down and said that all the gifts she had received from God were fake. But then she rallied, reasserted the truth, and was martyred. A stupendous example of supernatural heroism for all time. And St. Peter, the first pope, we're told, ran away from martyrdom even a second time. Even after all that time, all the gifts and graces of the Spirit of Pentecost, even then, he was just afraid. But then, as he was walking along the Appian Way outside of Rome, he met a vision of Christ carrying his cross, and Peter turned around and made it right. That time, he followed Christ to die with him, as he promised he would so many years ago at the Last Supper. And St. Teresa of Avila, in her own autobiography, was so worried about her past sins, she said, "Among all the saints who have turned to God, I can find none whose history affords me any comfort, for I see that, once the Lord called them, they never fell back into sin. I, however, not only fell back and became worse, but seem deliberately to have sought ways of resisting the favors which His Majesty had granted me. And yet, she became one of the greatest experts on holiness. The point is, our sins, mistakes, and failures, including the big ones, including the ones we're still dealing with, those can't stop God. If we keep trying to serve Him, He can and will do wonders around us and through us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It's time to start trusting God enough to put more emphasis on His goodness and His creative power than on our failings. Yes, we need to repent. Yes, we need to keep strategizing for ways that we can live better, get over our vices, and to love those around us more Christ-like. But just think for a moment about all the good God has done in your life. Good for you, good for other people, and He did all that with you being a hot mess of a sinner that you are. So don't be like Judas. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't say it doesn't matter anymore, that it's too late, because it's never too late. God has done great things in your life, and He plans to do even greater. If we keep hoping and keep working, He will work with you. The only thing He can't work with is despair, the refusal to hope in God and to keep trying. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, do you know who is the hardest person to forgive?
Is it yourself?
Is that cliche? Because I think it's really true.
It's very true. And I think a lot of times when we can't forgive someone else to some degree, we can't forgive ourselves.
What do you mean by that?
Or maybe there is something in ourselves that we need to look at and get past.
Interesting. Open that up a little bit. I don't really understand what you're saying.
Maybe it was just a past experience of I noticed a lot of people that were always very resentful towards others, were very resentful towards themselves, or very, if they were trying to tear down the confidence of others, it's because they lacked confidence. But we hold others to a really high standard when we're holding ourselves to a really high standard, when we can't accept our own goodness, if that makes sense.
Well, I think you've hit on a really raw spot and a very insightful, in a very insightful way, because I have a good friend who I have mentioned before. He's one of the best priests I know, who is a recovering alcoholic and wanted to teach me the 12 steps of AA as we were driving from Jerusalem to the Jordan River. But I've learned from him that the biggest thing to get over for alcoholics, which I think fits us universally as humans, the biggest offender, the biggest thing, hurdle, is resentment. Because in resentment, somebody else has hurt us, but there's somewhere in the mix some part of responsibility that we have to take. There's some choice that we made in there that we can't forgive ourselves for. And whether it's resentment or not, I know personally that there are choices that I made that I really regret because I think that I screwed things up so badly that my life will always be second rate after that, no matter what, because I can't go back in time.
And it's such a cycle of addiction then, because you already regret that so deeply, and now you think the only way to escape it is not through redemption, but you have to just live with it, so you have to just numb it out.
Yeah.
And then it just becomes a cycle.
Oh, you have to.
It's really terrible.
That's so true. We think there's no way out, so then all you can do is numb it, escape it by, I don't know, work or entertainment, or just numb it in some way.
Yeah.
But it's so, I think this is one of the most important aspects of Christianity, that God works all things for good for those who love him. That God can take everything we've done and use it as a springboard forward. Everything. There's nothing outside of that.
And I think it's nice now that, unlike Teresa, we did have so many examples of saints that made that turnaround. I mean, really, look at Magdalene.
Oh, yeah. Or the one we just had recently, Blessed Bartolo Longo.
Mm-hmm.
He chose to be a Satanist priest.
Yeah. We have this idea. It's something we've definitely said before, but we have this idea that our sin is greater than God and more powerful.
Yeah.
Which in its own right all wraps back to pride, because we think somehow, we always think that I am a new kind of misery on the earth. We haven't seen something so evil, so he doesn't know that he can't actually forgive me.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but also very human and very hopeful that we all share in the same vices.
Yeah.
We just hide it, so we don't know the redemption stories that are happening around us and what people have suffered in the past. So I think that's why we have to be more hopeful for people where they're at, because you don't know what turnaround they could make. You have to be more supportive. You have to be a little softer on yourself and others, because you don't know the redemption story that's waiting to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. It should cause us to be less judgmental, more charitable, more patient. But mostly, we should be less judgmental and more patient with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be more so with other people. I love the phrase, omnia in bonum. All for the good.
Mm.
No matter what, all for
all
the good.
All for the good.
All for the good. Well, thanks for this conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.